Hello, and welcome to A History of Japan. Season 10, Episode 4, The Betrayal at Honnō-ji. By 1578, Nobunaga was securely ensconced in Kansai and felt increasingly comfortable sending his generals to far-flung corners of the nation to continue his conquests on a larger scale. He still led armies on a few excursions, but his power was now so vast that he no longer needed to be physically present at any given engagement. His military machine was also beginning to incorporate naval support as well, which would become necessary when he inevitably invaded the lands which bordered the inland sea to the west. However, there were still a few barriers to his complete domination of the home provinces of Kansai, namely the Ishiyama Honganji fortress near Sakai and Iga province, who had stubbornly refused to be subjugated by Nobunaga's son Nobukatsu. Side note, apparently in some previous episodes I said that the Ishiyama fortress was south of Sakai. In fact, it lay north of Sakai near Okawa River. I apologize for the error. The Ishiyama Honganji fortress had been under siege by Nobunaga's forces since 1570. There had been a few attempts at assaulting the castle, but its defenders were stalwart and well supplied. Because part of the fortress was accessible via the inland sea, those within its walls were able to receive much-needed food, ammunition, and even reinforcements from those who had chosen to ally with the Ikkō Ikki, who controlled the fortress. Those who had opted to support the Ishiyama residents had not done so out of sincere agreement with their principles, but were acting out of mutual enmity with Nobunaga. One of the loudest and most persuasive champions of Ishiyama Honganji Fortress was none other than ousted shogun Ashikaga Yoshiaki, whose habit of furious letter writing had not diminished during his time in exile. His missives had convinced powerful supporters such as the Mori clan of Chugoku to keep the practically impregnable fortress supplied by sea. Hopefully you'll recall from last season that Morimoto Nari had, through a series of Gekokujō maneuvers, displaced the Ōuchi, Ōtomo, and Amago clans to become the leading power of Chugoku during Sengoku Jidai. He had retired as the official clan chieftain in 1557, but, like any good retired leader, he continued to control most of the clan's affairs. However, in 1571, Morimoto Nari's reign officially came to an end when he died, at the ripe old age of 74. His grandson, Moriteru Moto, now stood to inherit a massive swath of Chugoku and a good portion of northern Kyushu. He did have two brothers, but there does not appear to have been a succession dispute. The Mori clan's control of the inland sea was made possible by their extensive navy, which was the best of its day. They employed ships of various size and specialty throughout their naval forces, and their support of the Ishiyama Honganji fortress allowed the besieged to remain comfortably supplied as they defended themselves against repeated incursion attempts by Oda clan armies. Their support of his enemies earned the Mori clan the enmity of Nobunaga himself, and he concluded, rightfully, that the siege at Ishiyama would never be resolved until he managed to cut their seaborne supply line. In 1576, Oda Nobunaga turned to a trusted vassal with naval experience to try and dissuade the Mori navy from continuing their support of Ishiyama, Kuki Yoshitaka. You may remember that just 2 years prior, Yoshitaka had previously helped to provide naval support to the final siege of the Nagashima fortress complex, using cannon and large-caliber arquebuses to destroy watchtowers and land troops at strategic points. Unfortunately for Yoshitaka, his experience with naval warfare was dwarfed by the seasoned sailors who served the Mori clan. In what became known as the First Battle of Kizugawaguchi, Kuki Yoshitaka's navy suffered a humiliating defeat when they were outmaneuvered, outgunned, and outfought by the superior Mori navy. The Mori allegedly made liberal use of horokuhiya, which can be thought of as a kind of primitive rocket-propelled grenade, which were inserted into arquebuses and launched at the enemy. The supplies continued to flow to the Ishiyama fortress, prolonging the siege and frustrating Nobunaga. However, Nobunaga was determined to cut the Ishiyama Honganji supply runs and was just as willing to entertain innovation in the realm of naval warfare as he was the realm of landborne tactics. While the Mori used a variety of ships to serve strategic purposes in seaborne battles, specifically small ships called Kobaya, medium-sized ships called Sekibune, and large ships called Adakebune, the Oda clan engineers created a ship designed to withstand the fearsome Horikuhiya barrages of the enemy while dishing out some severe seaborne punishment of their own. These ships were called Tekkosen, which means iron ships, but it is a mistake to imagine them as pre-modern Ironsides. It is generally accepted that these particular Tekkosen were essentially Adakebune, large ships which were basically floating towers, with strategically placed reinforced iron plating beneath their wooden hulls. In 1578, just 2 years after the first battle of Kizugawaguchi, Kuki Yoshitaka brought his new navy of 6 large and heavily armed ships to bear against the vast Mori navy who defended the supply ships. The second battle of Kizugawaguchi was a resounding success for the new Oda navy, whose large ships outgunned the various support ships and heavy ships of their enemies. After several of their vessels were sunk, the Mori navy retreated and the harbor conceded to the Oda clan. Nobunaga likewise sought to fight the Mori clan on solid ground. Their primary bases, which supplied the food, weapons, and other comforts to the Ishiyama fortress, were located in eastern Honshu, specifically in Harima province. He sent 2 of his most trusted and battle-hardened retainers to Harima to engage in a siege campaign against the Mori clan, Hashiba Hideyoshi and Akechi Mitsuhide. In case you've forgotten him, Akechi Mitsuhide originally served Shogun Ashikaga Yoshiaki, but sided with Nobunaga when the conflict between the shogun and the daimyo from Owari reached a fever pitch. Hideyoshi and Mitsuhide proceeded to work in concert, besieging fortresses in Harima and supporting one another as the need arose. At the conflict's outset, things looked promising for the Oda clan partisans as Akamatsu Norifusa, the chieftain of the Akamatsu clan and the rightful shugo of Harima province, surrendered to the Oda outright. However, anti-Oda partisans within the various supporting clans of Harima province soon proved more difficult to persuade. Of particular interest is the Bessho clan, whose official chieftain Bessho Nagaharu desired to surrender to Hashiba Hideyoshi outright. However, his uncle refused to submit on the grounds that Hashiba Hideyoshi was a commoner by birth, and thus far beneath the consideration of hereditary samurai clans like the Bessho. Thus, Hashiba Hideyoshi had little choice but to engage in a long-term siege campaign against the castles of the Bessho clan, which culminated in the siege of Miki Castle, which began in 1578 and lasted almost 3 years, thanks to Mori clan resupplies and a massive stockpile of imperishable foodstuffs. In 1580, chieftain Bessho Nagaharu's uncle was murdered by subordinates, and Nagaharu himself was compelled to commit seppuku. Those surviving members of this minor coup surrendered to Hashiba Hideyoshi, and the Bessho resistance was, at long last, brought to an end. During this 2-year siege, Nobunaga's eldest son, Nobutada, led many armies against the Mori clan in central Chugoku, preventing large Mori support armies from prematurely ending Hideyoshi's siege in the east. A rather curious event transpired during the siege of Miki Castle. One of Nobunaga's supporters rebelled against him. Araki Murashige originally served as a retainer of the Ikeda clan of Settsu province, but defected to Nobunaga in 1571. In 1574, he successfully led an assault on Itami Castle, and as a reward for his battlefield success, Nobunaga granted him governance of Itami Castle. He had assisted during various phases of the long-standing siege of Ishiyama Honganji, and in 1578, he accompanied Hashiba Hideyoshi in his struggle against the Bessho clan of Harima. The events that followed are somewhat murky. In late 1578, Araki Murashige suddenly left his post besieging Miki Castle and withdrew his army to Itami Castle. His rivals in Nobunaga's inner circle were quick to call this act a rebellion, though I'm not convinced that this was actually the case at this stage. He began traveling to Azuchi Castle to explain his actions, but was advised by one of his retainers, a Christian samurai named Takayama Shigetomo, that Nobunaga would not easily be persuaded, and that once he had doubt in a subordinate, it was only a matter of time before he found some excuse to destroy them. Murashige returned to Itami Castle and now threw his efforts full force into rebelling against Nobunaga. Itami Castle was located just north of the Ishiyama Fortress, which made this rebellion impossible to ignore. Hashiba Hideyoshi dispatched Kuroda Kanbei, a respected strategist, to Itami Castle to try and persuade Araki Murashige against following through with his rebellion. Kanbei was unfortunately imprisoned upon his arrival as Murashige continued to prepare his castle for imminent assault. The unfortunate Kanbei would survive the ordeal, but lived the rest of his days with a limp and having lost the use of one of his eyes. As preparations began in earnest among Nobunaga's generals, it was feared that Murashige might be reinforced by Ikko Ikki from Ishiyama or even warriors from the Mori clan. While it is interesting to speculate how history may have come out differently had Murashige enjoyed real support from either of those factions, or both, neither came to his aid as the forces of Nobunaga laid siege in 1579. By October, things were looking extremely grim for the residents of Itami Castle when several of Murashige's retainers, including Takayama Shigetomo, defected and joined with the Oda clan. Murashige himself managed to slip through the siege lines one night and raced toward the Mori domain in the west, hoping to find safety among his former enemies. Shortly after he fled, the garrison of the castle offered surrender, but Nobunaga's army refused it and proceeded in an all-out assault and massacre of the warriors within its walls. Kuroda Kanbei was rescued from his prison cell and, in spite of his aforementioned physical infirmities, continued to serve Hashiba Hideyoshi. Murashige managed to reach the Mori clan, who sheltered him. His family and servants, however, were not nearly so lucky. Many had been taken prisoner in the assault, and when the Mori clan ignored Nobunaga's demand to hand Murashige over so that he could be punished, his family and household were publicly and brutally executed in the capital, some crucified and then stabbed or shot, others forced to crowd into houses which were then set on fire. Even for his time, Nobunaga's cruelty in this mass execution was considered extremely excessive. He killed nearly 700 people, and Murashige would bear the shame of having abandoned his family for the rest of his life. With Itami Castle and Miki Castle in Oda clan hands in 1580, and their seaborne supply cut off 2 years prior, conditions within the Ishiyama Honganji fortress were deteriorating rapidly. As I mentioned in the previous episode, they managed to secure a promise of clemency from Emperor Ogimachi, and in 1580 they officially surrendered to Oda Nobunaga's forces. Although there can be little doubt that he intended a more violent and bloody end for the Ikko Ikki of Ishiyama, Nobunaga was obliged to honor the emperor's promise, but did burn the fortress down once it had been evacuated. In eastern Chugoku, however, Hashiba Hideyoshi was enjoying even more success against the Mori clan. After the fall of Miki Castle and thanks to Oda Nobunaga's actions in deflecting retribution from the Mori clan, Hideyoshi was essentially the master of Harima Province. He used the region as a staging area for further incursions into Chugoku. His first target lay to the north in a province called Inaba. Near the northern coast of eastern Chugoku lay his target, a Mori stronghold called Tottori Castle. Originally built as a Yamashiro, or mountaintop castle, the fortress at Tottori was a formidable structure which Hashiba Hideyoshi hoped he might take through negotiation rather than a lengthy, costly siege. Unfortunately for Hideyoshi, the man in charge of the castle, a Mori vassal named Kikkawa Tsuneye, refused to consider betraying his liege lord and made clear his determination to hold the castle at all costs. While the recently resolved siege of Ishiyama Honganji had taken 10 years to finally end, Hashiba Hideyoshi appears to have learned many valuable lessons from its stubborn defenders. Severing a castle supply was critical to causing its eventual surrender, but a well-stocked castle like Tottori could hold out for a long time without needing outside supply. Thus, the first step, after seizing control of trade roads leading into the castle itself, was to raid nearby villages and encourage the rural peasants to seek the safety of the fortress. More mouths to feed means stockpiles are reduced faster. After he was satisfied that the castle itself was full of hungry mouths, Hideyoshi ordered a series of watchtowers to be constructed in a large perimeter around the castle, preventing its resupply. Worried that even this might not be enough, Hideyoshi even took the radical step of purchasing every surplus grain of rice in the province, sometimes paying several times the market rate to ensure that no spare food made its way to Tottori Castle. For several months, the defenders waited for the inevitable assault, which never came. Gradually, their stocks were reduced and they were forced to kill their horses for food as well. After 5 months, the situation within the castle walls was so desperate that some members of the garrison decided to try and run the blockade. They were shot by arquebusiers. On the 200th day of the siege, with his troops and civilians starving, Kikawa Tsuneiye sent a messenger to Hideyoshi announcing the surrender of Tottori Castle. He then committed seppuku. The starving residents of Tottori were overjoyed that Hideyoshi accepted their surrender, and he brought food into the castle walls for the starving people to eat. Tragically, it is recorded that many of the emaciated warriors and civilians within Tottori's walls gorged themselves on food and subsequently died from overeating. A little over half a year after it began, the siege of Tottori was concluded, and Inaba Province was brought under Nobunaga's control. In Bitchu Province to the west, in central Chugoku, there lay another Mori stronghold to contend with, a flatland fortress surrounded by a swampy moat called Takamatsu Castle. We will return to Chugoku shortly, but in an attempt to keep things roughly chronological, we need to take a quick detour into Kanto. After contending with Mori armies in central Chugoku, Oda Nobutada, the eldest son of Nobunaga, was preparing to eliminate any future threat posed by the Takeda clan once and for all. To accomplish this, he called upon the help of the Tokugawa and Hojo clans, who assembled armies in February of 1582 to invade the Takeda domain of Shinano, Suruga, Kai, and Kozuke provinces. Just prior to this invasion, many Takeda vassals and retainers in Shinano defected, pledging their loyalty to Oda Nobunaga. The anti-Takeda triumvirate of Oda, Tokugawa, and Hojo agreed to each attack the Takeda from different angles. The Hojo invaded Kai province from their domain in the south, the Tokugawa invaded Suruga province from the southwest, and Oda Nobutada brought an army into Shinano province from neighboring Mino province. The Takeda fortresses fell one by one, mostly through defection, as demoralized garrison commanders capitulated to the invaders. The Takeda never recovered from the Battle of Nagashino, and the fact that it only took a little over a month for their domains to be absorbed by their powerful neighbors is a testament to how drastically their power had diminished. However, all did not seem completely lost, as the fortress of Takato, which was commanded by Katsuyori's younger brother Takeda Morinobu, prepared to hold out against a long siege. Although the garrison was only 400 warriors, the castle itself was a yamashiro, or mountaintop castle, which was protected on three sides by sheer cliffs. Meanwhile, Katsuyori himself withdrew to Shimpu Castle and began gathering what loyal warriors he had left. The plan was to continue rallying loyalists and gaining strength as the attacker spent years besieging the impenetrable Takato Castle. If this plan had worked, the Takeda clan may have managed to survive the Azuchi Momoyama period, but it seems this was not their fate. Many of their former vassals and retainers who had defected to the Oda were eager to prove their worth. One in particular, Ogasawara Nobumune, showed the invaders how to access the side of the castle which was not protected by a cliff. In March of 1582, just 1 month after the invasion began, and only 1 day after the siege began, the attackers caught the defenders by surprise with a sudden, unexpected assault, and the garrison soon abandoned the gate and outer buildings and sought refuge in the keep. The ensuing battle was desperate and blood-soaked, and the wives of the samurai within took up naginatas and swords to defend their families from the Oda invaders. The end result, predictably, was that the garrison and their families were killed, and the great fortress of Takato was now in enemy hands. The reaction at Shinpu Castle, where Takeda Katsuyori still hoped to stage a decisive counterattack, was abject panic. Oda Nobutada now breached the western border of Kai Province with an army of 50,000, while Tokugawa Ieyasu, having just conquered Suruga Province, breached the southern border with his own army of tens of thousands. Katsuyori was soon facing mass desertion as warriors of every rank in his army took their families and fled Shinpu Castle for the safety of the countryside. Only 500 or 600 samurai remained, along with their wives and children. Seeing that his cause was lost, Katsuyori gathered the remaining hostages, who were family members of those who had now betrayed him, into the main keep of Shinpu Castle. In a final act of bitter grievance, he ordered the keep to be set on fire, killing all those within, and then abandoned the castle with his remaining warriors to take shelter with a retainer named Oyamada Nobushige, who governed a mountaintop castle called Kogakko. Nobushige had previously promised Katsuyori that he would support him in the struggle against the Oda, and had even invited him to shelter at his castle safe on the mountain. However, when Katsuyori and his ragged band of followers arrived, Nobushige refused to open the gates to them. Said ragged band of followers was no longer 500 or 600, but had now dwindled to around 40 loyal warriors and their families. They sought shelter in a village called Tano, building a simple palisade around it for rudimentary defense. The Oda army soon learned their whereabouts and formed up to attack them on March 11, 1582. The remaining Takeda warriors knew their fates were sealed. They executed their wives and children before facing off against their foes in one final last stand. The ensuing battle probably did not last long, but the Takeda warband was said to have fought with great ferocity and determination. The army that found them was 4,000 strong, 100 times their own number. As his loyal warriors fell and defeat became undeniable, Takeda Katsuyori and his son Nobukatsu committed seppuku together, as their followers died, buying them time. The sources favorable to Oda Nobunaga are likewise extremely favorable toward the remnant of the Takeda clan. Their act of brave, doomed defiance in the face of a superior enemy was praised as the apotheosis of proper samurai behavior. As for Oyamada Nobushige, who had treacherously refused to shelter his liege lord, he suffered a much different fate. When he came to Kofu, the provincial capital of Kai, to pledge his loyalty to Oda Nobunaga, he was instead given a summary execution. Oda Nobutada returned to the capital in triumph, a conquering hero in the same mold as his father. Parties were staged to celebrate the final destruction of the Takeda, and Tokugawa Ieyasu even made his way to the capital to join the festivities. Meanwhile, in Chugoku, Hashiba Hideyoshi continued to fight for the Oda in the west. In the spring of 1582, the Oda army marched out of Himeji Castle in Harima Province, the seat of the Kuroda clan, over which Kuroda Kanbei was the chieftain. Side note, Himeji Castle still stands today, although it has been renovated and reconstructed several times. It is famous for its beauty, and as I have visited this castle personally, I can wholeheartedly recommend that you check it out if you find yourself in western Honshu. It's really very impressive. Hashiba Hideyoshi's army was about 30,000 strong, and the garrison at Takamatsu was around 5,000. The fortress itself was very suited to defense, however, and two assault attempts by Hideyoshi's army were repulsed by stalwart defenders. Seeing that the usual methods for seizing a castle would prove fruitless, Hideyoshi turned to his advisors. Kuroda Kanbei, the canny strategist and tactician, had a unique suggestion for how they might starve Takamatsu of food just as they had at Totori. It would not work to use the same method of building a network of surrounding towers. The landscape of the marshy lowlands that surrounded the fortress, however, offered a unique opportunity to gain such an advantage. In what must have been a surprise for the onlooking Mori scouts, Hashiba Hideyoshi's army set to work building small boats. No, he had not lost his mind. In addition to the boats, which were built with large towers in their center and with swivel cannons attached, he also ordered the construction of a massive series of canals, dikes, and artificial channels meant to redirect water from the nearby Ashimori River into the marshy plain upon which Takamatsu Castle stood. The marsh filled gradually at first, but in early June, as the rainy season began in earnest, the river swelled and water flooded into the surrounding area. Hideyoshi deployed his boats, which rained devastating punishment onto the defenders. They appealed to their daimyo, Mori Terumoto, to send a relief force. Terumoto himself brought an army of 40,000, twice as big as Hideyoshi's 20,000, but there was little they could do to help the situation. The Ashimori River was too large for a safe crossing, and the area around Takamatsu Castle had been transformed into a lake, which Hideyoshi's boats controlled. Rightfully concerned that the massive Mori army might still become a problem, however, Hideyoshi sent a messenger to the capital requesting swift assistance from Nobunaga. He received a reply from Nobunaga that he would indeed bring reinforcements personally to assist in the struggle against the Mori clan, but also instructing Hideyoshi to take Takamatsu Castle at his earliest opportunity. Nobunaga had not been idle in 1582, but opted to rectify a previous humiliation which his second son Nobukatsu had suffered at the hands of the residents of Iga Province. Earlier that year, two men had sought an audience with Nobunaga, claiming that they could guide his army safely into Iga Province and bring an end to its stubborn independence once and for all. In May, Nobunaga had made all the necessary preparations for a multi-pronged incursion into the province. The total size of the army was 42,000, but they were split into six divisions of various size, including 10,000 under the command of his son Nobukatsu, who entered Iga from the south. Nobunaga's various armies proceeded on a literal scorched-earth campaign, burning shrines, temples, castles, and any other large buildings which could potentially serve as a defensive headquarters for the Iga Iki. The residents of Iga did not make his job easy, and many of the armies complained of frequent ambushes and other harassment. One particularly well-defended stronghold called Uozu was the final holdout, but it fell on June 3rd and was then used by Oda forces as a provincial capital. The defeated warriors of Iga, who survived, would go on to serve as covert agents, spies, and assassins for coin, utilizing their irregular tactics for anyone who could pay. After returning to Azuchi, Nobunaga ordered his most prominent generals to raise their armies and prepare to march west to defeat the Mori clan once and for all. He planned to lead the incursion personally. Amid the continued celebrations of the fall of the Takeda clan and the pacification of Iga Province, his troops began mobilizing for an impending expedition. At Nobunaga's suggestion, Tokugawa Ieyasu was taking a vacation in Sakai City at the time, after having been granted the province of Suruga in gratitude for his assistance against the Takeda. Meanwhile, Akechi Mitsuhide returned to his province of Tamba, which lies in northwest Kansai, to rally his army and support the coming campaign against the Mori. Nobunaga decided to leave his personal capital of Azuchi for Kyoto, staying at the Honnoji Monastery, which was known to be one of his favorite places to lodge. Still elated by his recent victories, he celebrated by hosting parties and tea ceremonies with nobles, merchants, artists, and other civilians. He was accompanied by only a modest bodyguard. On the morning of June 21st, 1582, Nobunaga awoke to see that Honnoji was surrounded. The ensuing attack would be his last battle. The monastery itself was surrounded by a moat and had some defensive capabilities, but he was cut off from the rest of the city and could not communicate with his son Nobutada, who was lodging at Nijo Palace. The samurai army who attacked Nobunaga at Honnoji were under the command of none other than Akechi Mitsuhide, Nobunaga's trusted general. By most accounts, up until this moment, Mitsuhide had been serving Nobunaga loyally for years, fighting alongside him on many occasions and obeying his orders implicitly. His betrayal is still considered one of Japanese history's great mysteries, but we will explore the various theories in the next episode. The fighting at Honnoji was fierce, but those within the monastery were clearly doomed. According to one account, Nobunaga fled to an inner room where he committed seppuku, but because the building was burned down, his body was never recovered. Mitsuhide sent a detachment of his troop to likewise besiege Nijo Palace, where Oda Nobutada was lodging. The resulting battle at Nijo had similar results. Nobutada committed ritual suicide, the structure was heavily damaged in the fighting, and those who attempted to flee across rooftops were shot by arquebuses or struck with arrows. Nobunaga was dead. His heir apparent, Nobutada, was also dead. At the head of an army of 13,000, Mitsuhide hoped that he could rally a significant following to stave off the inevitable reaction from Nobunaga's other generals like Shibata Katsuhiye, Hashiba Hideyoshi, and Tokugawa Ieyasu. Next time, we will discuss his subsequent actions as well as the consequences that arose from the sudden vacuum at the very top of Nobunaga's government. Until then, thank you for listening. If you would like access to exclusive bonus episodes, as well as ad-free versions of the regular episodes, please consider supporting this podcast at patreon.com/ahistoryofjapan.